my two co-hosts today for the Children's Story Hour. I brought two youth and radio hosts. Good morning, Copley. Good morning, Uma.
Good morning, Wild Ginger.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, so together we're going to play some children's music for you. We're going to read a story for you. And if we have time, maybe we'll get some jokes from the audience. So stay tuned and listen in if you would like to call into KMUD today and tell us a hilarious joke. Please stay tuned. We can't wait to hear your jokes. In the meantime, I'm going to start with a They Might Be Giants song. It's called Alphabet of Nations, and I hope you will enjoy it.
The Alphabet of Nations.
The Alphabet of Nations.
The Alphabet of Nations.
Algeria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe. Algeria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe.
Okay, that'll wake us up. Good morning, everybody. I have just one announcement for you this morning, and that is that support for KMUD comes from Beginnings in Bryceland, celebrating 50 years of service to our community. Beginnings is home to Children's House and the Bryceland Learning Center, also known as Skyfish. Children's House is a Montessori-inspired child care center offering subsidized care for children between the ages 2.5 through 5, 5 days a week. Skyfish is a center-based charter school with Northern United Charter. They offer an on-campus, 4-day-per-week program with instruction in traditional academic subjects with low student-teacher ratios and a child-centered approach. The Beginnings Octagon is available to rent for all community celebrations and fundraisers. Thank you for your support. Beginnings Skyfish. Okay, I'm going to do another They Might Be Giants song because this band came out when I was a little kid and they are still cool. I hope you enjoy the Science Is Real song.
Science is real from the Big Bang to DNA. Science is real from evolution to the Milky Way.
the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? A wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to the woods. 4, 5, 6. To see my friend Alice. 7, 8, 9. I'm getting her an egg. 10, 11, 12. A really big black egg. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to the woods. 4, 5, 6. To see my friend Alice. 7, 8, 9. I'm getting her an egg. 10, 11, 12. A really big black egg. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12.
Okay, that was Clarell with the song now, Alice in the Woods. And before that was Wise Old Owl. And I have my friends back in the studio with me, and I think they have some jokes. Uma, do you want to tell us a joke? Oh, tell us where you're getting your joke. Sorry.
Oh, this is a book called Just Kidding by Michael Curran and Holly Sweet Curran. Local.
Yay. Neighbors of ours.
Why are worms so popular in the barnyard?
Why is that, Uma?
Because chicks dig them.
Ooh.
I have one. Do you know what you get if you feed a bear too much?
What do you get?
A stuffed animal.
Wah, wah, wah. I like that one. I wish I had a little button to push so we could hear people laughing.
A little laugh track.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing those. That's so much fun. I don't know if any of you remember this show. It came out when I was in middle school, and it's called Animaniacs.
Loved Animaniacs.
Right? I did, too. And so I picked a song about the Animaniacs teaching us about all the 50 states in America. So this song is called Wacko's America by the Animaniacs. Let's get that going for you all.
With the 50 U.S. states and their capitals.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, under Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts, Boston, and Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Nashville, Tennessee. Elvis used to hang out there a lot, you know. Trenton's in New Jersey, north of Jefferson, Missouri. You got Richmond in Virginia, South Dakota has Pierre. Harrisburg's in Pennsylvania, and Augusta's up in Maine. And here is Providence, Rhode Island, next to Dover, Delaware. Concord, New Hampshire, just a quick jaunt to Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Hartford's in Connecticut, so pretty in the fall. And Kansas has Topeka, Minnesota has St. Paul.
Juno's in Alaska, and there's Lincoln in Nebraska, and it's Raleigh out in North Carolina, and then there's Madison, Wisconsin, and Olympia in Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Lansing, Michigan. Here's Honolulu, Hawaii's the joy, Jackson, Mississippi, and Springfield, Illinois, South Carolina with Columbia down the way, and Annapolis and Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. They have wonderful clam chowder. Cheyenne is in Wyoming, and perhaps you make your home in Salt Lake City, out in Utah, where the buffalo roam. Atlanta's down in Georgia, and there's Bismarck, North Dakota, and you can live in Frankfort in your old Kentucky home. Salem in Oregon, from there we join Little Rock in Arkansas, Iowa's got Des Moines, Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and its city, Charleston, West Virginia, and Nevada, Carson City. That's all the capitals there are.
A frog with lots of eggs in the pond. These eggs are called frog spawn. Then after about 3 weeks, lots of tadpoles are born, you see. They swim around happily until 5 more weeks pass by. Tiny little legs sprout out, one on each side.
Apple, ball, and cat. I wanted to get into some, you know, some stranger words.
Right, I see what you're doing.
D is for gin. E for Euphrates. F is for phone, but not like when I call the lady.
I thought phone started with a P, like a P-H.
No, it's F-O-H-N. It's a kind of wind.
Yeah, I know what you mean by wind.
G for gnarly, I for irk. H is for hour. J for jalapeno, good in either corn or flour. Tortillas,
nice rhyme.
K is for knick-knack, L is for llama.
Ramma, llama, ding. What's so strange about llama?
Llama, it starts with two L's.
What's the second one for?
No idea.
I know. Loser.
M for mnemonic, N is for gomo. O is for Ouija board, E for pneumonia, pterodactyl and psychosis.
Like Q, big whale, but smaller than a snail. It's a polywog in a bog, swims under soggy logs. One day you'll be a frog, polywog in a bog. While he feeds on lily pads and weed, knows not where he's from or how his life had begun. He's not the only one, and soon he'll breathe through lungs. It's hard to believe with the arms you'll receive. You lift your head above the water and breathe. He'll shrink.
Tadpole exhibit, it's a transformation. No one can inhibit amphibian change. May seem strange, take them gills and the tail and they all rearrange. Out come the legs for the
jump,
hop to the top of the
stump.
Out come the legs for the
jump,
hop to the top of the
stump.
frog is fast asleep. It was a polywog in a bath, swam under soggy logs in the morning fog. Polywog in a bath.
That song was called The Life Cycle of the Salmon, or Fry, which is what you call a baby salmon. And that album is called 17 Year Brood by Paul Haney. Before that, we heard from Bear Lake and Nadies, Bear Naked Ladies, with a song about polywogs. And before that, a frog life cycle song by Little Baby Bum. All right. I have some more excitement for you. First, we're going to hear some jokes. Hi, kids.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have a joke for us?
Yeah, I do. Why shouldn't you give your pet mouse toys?
Why not?
He might turn into a spoiled rat.
Okay, one more.
Why don't shrimp share?
Why?
It's because they're too shellfish.
I like that one. Shellfish. I found a laugh track. Thank you, guys. That's so funny. I have a song for you next that is covered by the band Blind Melon, which is a band that was cool when I was your age. And it's from the Schoolhouse Rocks album. I hope you like this. I do.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. It's the magic number. In the past, in the present, in the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart, in the brain, in the body, you'll give you three. It's a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. And it takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. And every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You won't have to guess. That is three.
Talking trash, and we may rehash.
So we hope you're gonna sing along. We're talking trash, trash. Don't throw it away too soon. We chuck so much our garbage truck's good almost touch the moon.
No kidding.
Trash, trash. It's an ever-growing stash. So play it smart. Let's do our part by making less trash.
Thank you. got something to say. We're all gonna count by fives today. I said, hey, everybody, I got something to say. We're all gonna count by fives today.
45 50 55 60. All right, you are listening to KMUD Garberville 91.1 and HD1, KMUE Eureka 88.1 and HD1, KLAI Laytonville 90.3, FM Translator out there in Shelter Cove 99.5, live and on demand, KMUD.org, where you can listen live or archive an old show. You're listening to the Children's Story Hour. I am special guest Wild Ginger in the studio with my dear friends over here, Copley and Uma. How's it going?
Good.
Hello.
I heard you guys have a story to share.
This is The Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog by Mo Williams, starring our special guest,
the Duckling.
Ooh, a hot dog. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Scoot, scoot, scoot.
May I help you?
Is that a hot dog?
It's not just a hot dog. It's my hot dog.
I have a question. I've never had a hot dog before. What do they taste like?
Well, they're just a taste sensation. Each morsel is a joy, a celebration in a bun. If you've never experienced the splendor of a hot dog, then you should really... Wait a second. This hot dog is mine. I found it.
Oh, of course, of course. Enjoy. Go ahead.
I will.
Would you say it tastes like chicken?
Can you believe this guy?
What?
It just tastes like a hot dog, okay?
Okay, okay. So it doesn't taste like chicken then?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hey, I'm a curious bird.
That's it. It's my hot dog, right? Mine, mine, mine. This is unbelievable. Finders keepers is what I say. I'm a curious bird. What does it taste like? Does it taste like chicken? Blah, blah, blah. Right. I can't take any more. What am I supposed to do?
I think I've got an idea. Why don't we just split the hot dog?
You know, you're pretty smart for a duckling.
It needs mustard. The end. That was Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog by Mo Williams.
That was wonderful. Thank you for that. And I love that that story ended with sharing the hot dog. That was lovely. Thank you very much. We might have time for one more story, kids. So I'll play some more music and then you guys can pick one more story if you want to. And we'll be back with that in a little bit. In the meantime, I will let you all know that we were listening to The Trash Can Band from Schoolhouse Rocks the Earth. And then we heard from the Beatles with Mother Nature's Son. We heard the Baby Einstein version of Paco Bell's Canon. And then Counting by Fives by Mark D. Pencil. And now, I don't think we could do a children's show without turning to Raffy. Do you guys remember Raffy from when you were kids?
What is Raffy?
Oh, he's a musician and he sings this beautiful song about Baby Beluga. I bet you if you don't remember this guy, as soon as I start playing this song, you're going to say, oh, I do remember Raffy. We'll see. Let's see if you guys remember this from your childhood.
Thank you. beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. Baby beluga, baby beluga. Is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? Way down yonder where the dolphins play, where you dive and splash all day. Waves rolling and the waves roll out. See the water squirting out of your spout. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga. Sing your little song, sing for all your friends, we like to hear you. Snug in your water bed. Moon is shining and the stars are out. Good night, little whale, good night. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga. With tomorrow's sun, another day's begun. You'll soon be waking. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please warm them from below till the rains come a-tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own as the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music from the land. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please warm them from below till the rains come a-tumbling down. Plant your rows straight and long, season them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. An old crow watches hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. And in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please warm them from below till the rains come a-tumbling down. When you wake up in the morning, it's 12:45, and you want to have a little fun. You brush your teeth, you brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning, it's 12:45, and you want to find something to do. You brush your teeth, you brush your teeth. And when you wake up in the morning, it's 2:45, and your mind starts humming, twiddle-dee-dee. You brush your teeth, you brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning, it's 3:45, and you think you hear a knock on your door. You brush your teeth, you brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning, it's 4:45, and you just can't wait to come alive. You brush your teeth, you brush your teeth, you brush your teeth, you brush your teeth.
Chrysalis, butterfly egg, caterpillar chrysalis, flutter and fly in the sky. That's the life cycle of a butterfly. Changes, changes, round like this, it's called metamorphosis. The butterfly lays her tiny eggs on a leaf. They're so, so tiny and hard to see. The eggs hatch into a small caterpillar. It munches lots of leaves and gets bigger and bigger. The caterpillar hangs in the shape of a J. A chrysalis is formed, the caterpillar is changed. When the caterpillar's changes are all done, a beautiful butterfly it has become. It's amazing! The butterfly's metamorphosis happens in four stages. Butterfly egg, caterpillar chrysalis. Butterfly egg, caterpillar chrysalis. Flutter and fly in the sky. That's the life cycle of a butterfly. Changes, changes, round like this. It's called metamorphosis. Water is so amazing, we splash in it and play. Water is so amazing, it falls down from the sky. Water is so amazing, it keeps us all alive. Did you know water can change in different ways? Did you know water can change and be three different states? Water is in a liquid state when its molecules flow, flow in rivers, lakes, and faucets everywhere you go. Water is in a solid state when its molecules freeze, freeze like ice cubes or icicles on trees. Water is in a gaseous state when its molecules fly, fly and rise like steam or vapor in the sky. Water is so amazing, we drink it every day. Water is so amazing, we splash in it and play. Water is so amazing, it falls down from the sky. Water is so amazing, it keeps us all alive. Did you know water can change in different ways? Did
did you know water can change and be three different states? I can do what scientists do.
I can do what scientists do.
Use the scientific method to.
Use the scientific method to.
Step by step, boys and girls.
Step by step, boys and girls.
We can learn all about the world.
We can learn all about the world.
One, make observations. Use your brain and use your senses. Two, ask a question. That's the way you'll get answers. Three, make a hypothesis. You say what might happen. Four, conduct an experiment. Do a test again and again. Five, draw conclusions. What did you learn? Six, report results. Share with others what you learned. I can do what scientists do.
I can do what scientists do.
Use the scientific method to.
Use the scientific method to.
Step by step, boys and girls.
Step by step, boys and girls.
We can learn all about the world.
We can learn all about the world.
Hello, I am the professor. I come from the little country of Slagania, where we have the big redwood trees and the yellow banana slugs. Hit it, boys! Banana slugs, banana slugs, I like them, they're beautiful. Banana slugs, they're part of the circle. Sticky as the peanut butter, shade of yellow. Look like banana, but oh so mellow. Good life givers living on the ground, chewing on the leaves when they fall down. Banana slugs, I like them, they're beautiful. Banana slugs, they're part of the circle. The side of their head, there's a breathing hole. They have one foot, but plenty of soul. All day long, they work and they toil, chewing on the leaves to renew the soil. Banana slugs, I like them, they're beautiful. Banana slugs, they're part of the circle. Well, the slugs make the soil to grow new trees. Trees make air for us to breathe. They're part of the circle that lets things grow. So be kind to banana slugs and let things flow. Banana slugs, I like them, they're beautiful. Banana slugs, they're part of the circle. Oh, it's so sticky. Beautiful slugs. If you're walking down the path and you see a slug, you can bend down and hold it, you can give it a hug. You can pick it up, it won't bite or hiss. You can show it that you love it, just give it a kiss. Banana slugs, I like them, they're beautiful. Banana slugs, they're part of the circle. Banana slug, 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 slug. Banana slug, 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 slug. Banana slug, 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 slug. Banana slug, 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 slug. Banana slug.
No.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 ladybugs came to the ladybug picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they played all day at the ladybug picnic. They had 12 sacks, so they ran sack races, and they fell on their backs, and they fell on their faces. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. They played jump rope, but the rope it broke, so they just sat around telling knock-knock jokes. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they chatted away at the ladybug picnic. They talked about the high price of furniture and rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. 12.
Bison are exciting, and the moose, well, they are too. To see a big elk bull is a thrill for all of you. While these megafauna moments may attract your full attention, there are little creatures here that require close inspection.
We are wildlife too. Ooh.
Turn your gaze on down to the rocks, logs, leaves, and ground. We're all around your feet, and we make this world complete.
We are wildlife too. Mm.
You might see a lacy web spread across a tiny creek. Look up on a rock and see who's lying there fast asleep. Look into two bulging eyes beneath some floating leaves. Iridescent wings that fly among the water reeds. Remove whatever's rotten, so it's best we're not forgotten.
We are wildlife too.
We have soil building powers, and we pollinate the flowers.
We are wildlife too.
Look up into the trees at the chatter that you hear. See the bushy tails jump from branches without fear. There's clicking, buzzing, humming, drumming, jumping in the grass. There's life in every step you take and every place you pass.
We are wildlife too.
Yeah. We'll fly right by your eyes or dive in bushes when surprised.
We are wildlife too.
We live in peace with one another, or we'll feast upon each other. While running through a meadow for a photo of a bear. Wow! Remember, under every rock, what lives are living there. Dramatic tests of life and death are there if you pursue it. But only if you choose to use your patience can you view it.
We are wildlife too.
Yeah.
Where you go or what you do, know that we are watching you. Although these creatures may be large, we're the ones who are in charge.
We are wildlife too.
Yeah.
Better watch out what we put it in.
We all live downstream.
Let's be careful what we do.
We all live downstream.
Better look out how we're using it.
We all live downstream.
And the stream is running through. Through the mountains, through the valleys, through the cities, through the towns. Through the wild places where the water falls down. Keep the
stream clean as it goes past you and me. Keep the stream clean as it flows into the sea. Keep the stream clean as it goes past you and me. Keep the stream clean, keep that river running free. Downstream, someone else is living up from us. We all live downstream, someone else is further down. We all live downstream, and it's up to every one of us. We all live downstream to keep it clean when it comes around. Through the farms, through the orchards, through the dry desert sand, each living drop of water, it brings life upon the land. Keep the stream clean as it goes past you and me. Keep the stream clean as it flows into the sea. Keep the stream clean as it goes past you and me. Keep the stream clean, keep that river running free.
You are listening to KMUD's Children's Hour. This is Wild Ginger. I'm in the studio with two of my youth and radio friends, Copley and Uma. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Before I heard you guys had some more funny jokes for us. Am I right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, one second. Let me tell everybody what we just heard. We heard Raffi's Garden Song and then Raffi's Brush Your Teeth Song. Jack Hartman gave us Life Cycle of a Butterfly. And then he sang Water is So Amazing and I Can Do What Scientists Do. After that, we heard from the Banana Slug String Band. That's a Humboldt County band, and they sang the Banana Slug song. Then we heard from Kiddo Land with the song about volcanoes. After that, we heard Ladybug Picnic by Elizabeth Mitchell, which was a cover from when I was a little girl, and I saw it on Sesame Street when I was little. And then we heard from Banana Slug String Band again with We Are Wildlife Too, and of course, We All Live Downstream. Okay, we're all caught up, kids. Can you give us some funny jokes?
Did you hear about the farmer who churned all his cream?
Why?
He wanted to make the world a butter place.
A butter place.
What do you call a highly motivated pig?
I don't know. What do you?
Hambitious.
Because ambitious means highly motivated. I like it. A ambitious pig. One more, maybe. No? Do you have one more? Oh, maybe not right now. That's okay. We can wait if you want. It is 8:59 in the morning here in the Redway studio. and about 72 degrees. It might be a little bit cooler today than usual. You are listening to KMUD Garberville 91.1 and HD1, KMUE Eureka 88.1 and HD1, KLAI Laytonville 90.3, FM Translator 99.5 in Shelter Cove, and always live and on demand at KMUD.org. That means you can go to our website and hear this show again later if you missed the beginning and you wanted to hear the great story that Uma and Copley have already read for us. And now it's time for a second story with Copley and Uma. Can you tell us, guys, what book are you reading for us today and who wrote it?
It is Year to the Turtle by Dr. Seuss. Childhood favorite of mine.
On the faraway island of Salamisond, Yertle the Turtle was king of the pond. A nice little pond, it was clean, it was neat. The water was warm, there was plenty to eat. The turtles had everything turtles might need. They were all happy, quite happy indeed. They were, until Yertle the king of them all decided the kingdom he ruled was too small.
I'm ruler,
said Yertle,
of all I can see, but I don't see enough. That's the trouble with me. With this stone for a throne, I look down on my pond, but I cannot look down on the places beyond. This throne that I sit on is too low down. I ought to be higher,
he said with a frown.
If I could sit higher, how much greater I'd be. I'd be a king. I'd be a ruler of all I could see.
So Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand, and Yertle the Turtle King gave a command. He ordered 9 turtles to swim to his stone and use these turtles to build a new throne. He made each turtle stand on top of another's back and piled them all in a 9 turtle stack. And then Yertle climbed up. He sat down on the pile. What a wonderful view. He could see most a mile.
All mine,
Yertle cried.
Oh, the things I now rule. I'm king of a cow. I'm king of a mule. I'm king of a house, and what's more, beyond that, I'm king of a blueberry bush and a cat. Oh, I'm Yertle the Turtle, oh, marvelous me, for I'm the ruler of all that I can see.
And although that morning he sat up there high, saying over and over again,
a great king am I.
Until long about noon, he heard a faint sigh.
What's that?
Snapped the king. He looked down the stack, and he saw at the bottom a turtle named Mac. Just a part of his throne, a plain little turtle, looked up and said, beg your pardon, King Yertle. I've got pains in my back and my shoulders and my knees. How much long we stand here, your majesty, please?
Silence,
the king of the turtles barked back.
I'm king, and you're only a turtle named Mac. You stay in your place while I sit here and rule. I'm king of a cow, king of a mule, king of a house and a bush and a cat. But that isn't all. I'll do better than that. My throne shall be higher.
His royal voice thundered.
So pile up more turtles. I want about 200.
Hey, kids, I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but I have something really important I have to tell everybody who's listening. So sorry, everybody listening to this super fun story. I have to let you all know that residents and visitors to the Ruth Lake area of Trinity County, there are 3 wildfires that have been reported in the area. The southern portion of the county following an overnight lightning storm. These fires are currently burning in the Six Rivers National Forest. The Picket Fire, located to the east of Ruth Lake, is being managed with the assistance of CAL FIRE resources. Copter 902 is overhead at this moment, and 2 additional aircraft inbound from Redding, as well as a CAL FIRE dozer. Firefighters are also actively working on the dam fire situated north of Ruth Lake. Additionally, the Lassic fire has been reported west of Ruth Lake at this time. There is no available information regarding the size or rates of spread of these fires. Residents and visitors are urged to stay informed by keeping up to date with local news sources and official channels. If you see a new fire or suspicious activity, report it immediately to local authorities. Your safety is our topmost priority, and we will continue to provide updates as more information becomes available right here on Redwood Community Radio. Thank you so much from Assistant News Director Lisa Music for letting us know immediately. So again, there are 3 new fires due to lightning near Ruth Lake. Please be on alert of that. And I am sorry to interrupt this story. Please continue.
Thanks for the update.
Turtles, more turtles,
he bellowed and brayed. And the turtles way down the pond were afraid. They trembled, they shook, but they came, they obeyed. For From all over the pond, they came swimming by dozens, whole families of turtles with uncles and cousins. And all of them stepped on the head of poor Mac. One after another, they climbed up the stack. Then, Yertle the turtle perched up so high, he could see 40 miles from his throne in the sky.
Hooray!
Shouted Yertle.
I'm king of the trees, I'm king of the bird, I'm king of the bees, I'm king of the butterflies, king of the air. Ah, me, what a throne, what a wonderful chair. I'm Yertle the turtle, oh marvelous me, for I'm ruler of all I can see.
And then came from below, in the great heavy stack, came a groan from the little plain turtle named Mac.
Your Majesty, please, I don't like to complain, but down here below we are feeling great pain. I know up on top you're seeing great sights, but down on the bottom we too should have rats. We turtles can't stand it. Our shells will all crack. Besides, we need food. We're starving, groaned Mac.
You hush your mouth,
howled the mighty King Yertle.
You've got no right to talk to the world's highest turtle. I rule from the clouds, over land, over sea. There's nothing, no nothing, that's higher than me.
But while he was shouting, he saw with surprise that the moon of the evening was starting to rise, up over his head in the darkening skies.
What's that?
Shouted Yertle.
Say, what is that thing that dares to be higher than me? I shall not allow it. I go higher still. I build my throne higher. I can and I will. I'll call some more turtles. I'll stack them to heaven. I need about 5,607.
But as Yertle the Turtle King lifted his hand and started to order and give command, the plain little turtle below in the stack, that plain little turtle whose name was just Mac, decided he had taken enough and he had, that, and that plain little turtle lad got a little bit mad. And that plain little turtle Mac did a plain little thing. He burped, and his burp shook the throne of the king. And Yertle the turtle, the king of the trees, the king of the air, and the king of the birds and the bees, the king of a house and the king of a cow and a mule. Well, that was the end of Turtle King's rule. For Yertle the king and of all of Salamisand fell off his high throne and fell plunk in the pond. And today the great Yertle and the marvelous he is king of the mud and all he can see. And the turtles, of course, all the turtles are free, as the turtles and maybe all creatures should be. The end.
I love that story. Thank you so much. Is there anything that you guys want to tell us about that story, maybe? Do you remember that from when you were little?
I definitely grew up with this book and a lot of other Dr. Seuss books. I had a Dr. Seuss book where it was 13 of his best books, and this was definitely one of them.
I love this story from the beginning to the end because it tells us the story of somebody who just wanted to have a good time, but we have to remember that we can't have fun at the expense of our friends, right? We all have to have fun together. Well, I like that story because it helps us all remember that everybody is in this together. Speaking of that, our friend Uma asked to play another song today, so I'm going to play a song that Uma remembers. Right, Uma, from when you were a kid? This one is from the Bare Naked Ladies as well, and it's called Crazy ABCs off the album Snack Time.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ed. That sounds nice. What is it?
Thank you. It's an alphabet song I'm working on.
Oh, great. A whole new alphabet.
I just learned the old one.
A is for aisle, B is for delium, C is for czar, and if you see him, would you mind telling him?
Okay, hang on a second. You got aisle,
yeah,
delium.
Aisle like a theater.
Right, okay, and then delium?
Delium, it's a gum-like tree resin. It starts with a silent B.
And then czar.
Yeah, it's like a Russian czar. You know, everybody knows apple, ball, and cat. I wanted to get into some, you know, some stranger words.
Right, I see what you're doing.
D is for gin. E for Euphrates. F is for phone, but not like when I call the ladies.
I thought phone started with a P, like a P-H.
No, it's F-O-H-N. It's kind of wind.
Yeah, I know what you mean by wind.
G for gnarly, I for irk, H is for hour, J for jalapeno, good in either corner, flour, tortillas,
nice rhyme.
K is for knick-knack, L is for llama.
Llama, llama, ding. What's so strange about llama?
Llama, it starts with two L's.
What's the second one for?
No idea.
I know. Loser.
M for mnemonic.
N is for Gomo. O is for Ouija board. P for pneumonia, pterodactyl, and psychosis. Q is for cat.
Okay, Q, cat. What?
Yeah, it's Q-A-T. It's an evergreen shrub. It's a perfect Scrabble word because it's a Q with no U. There's not many of those.
You have too much time on your hands.
R is for Argyle.
No, it isn't.
Okay, you're right. I couldn't find a good R word. S is for Tsar, a lovely German river. T for tsunami, a wave that makes me quiver. U is for earn, but not like earning money. V for raison blancs from French and therefore kind of funny. W for wren, wrinkly and who. X is for Xi'an, an ancient Chinese city. True.
Ancient Chinese city, huh? My guitar player, some pacha.
Y is for epirite, a very nasty gas. And Z's the final letter, and by final, I mean last.
Okay, when you say Z, for the benefit of our American friends, you really mean Z, right?
No, I mean Z, like ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
Yeah, you know, guys with the big long beards. Well, except the guy whose name is Beard. He has a mustache.
I always thought that was interesting. Are you done with the alphabet? No extra letters I haven't heard of?
I think so.
This was a great help. I think, you know, the contribution you've made to world literacy.
Well, I'm just saying, kids, I'm just saying, think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, that's box and, with an R.
Yeah, well, no, box with a B-A-L-K-S, like a pitcher.
Ah, as opposed to B-A-C-H-S.
Right, think outside the box. Get into some Rachmaninoff.
That's Rachmaninoff with a W.
I love taking a bath, getting water all over the place. Then the old folks don't spit on the fingers and wipe the dirt off my face. I love taking a bath, it makes me smell all sweet. It makes my hair all fluffy and it gets stink off my feet. I'm taking a bath, woo! I'm taking a bath, woo! I'm taking a bath cause it gets the stink off my feet. Woo! I'm taking a bath, woo! I'm taking a bath, woo! Taking a bath cause it gets the stink off my feet. Woo! I love taking a bath, morning, noon, and night. As long as I have my rubber ducky, I won't put up a fight. I love taking a bath, I think I'll take me one right now. Cause I've been outside playing all day and I smell just like a cow. I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath. I'm taking a bath cause I smell just like a cow. I'm taking a bath, taking a bath, taking a bath, cause I smell just like a cow. I love taking a bath, getting all kinds of wet. I go outside and I play all day, get dirty as I can get, so I can take a bath and get all kinds of clean. I make bubbles right in my bath and I think you know what I mean. I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath and I think you know what I mean. I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath, I make bubbles and I think you know what I mean.
A is for apple, B is for butt, C is for cat butt, D is for doo-doo, E is for elephant doo-doo, F is for fart, G is for gorilla fart, H is for huge gorilla fart, I is for eyeball, J is for jammies, K is for kid fart, L is for loud and long farts, M is for monkey butt, N is for saying night night to neat go at nap time, O is for O, P is for panda, peeing and pooping in her potty while Papa plays peekaboo, Q is for Cupid, R is for robotic monkey who's going to take over the world, S is for stinky, T is for turd, U is for V is for flying V, W is for wee wee, X exactamundo, Y is for yucky and yummy and you, and Z is for farts that smell like the zoo.
Attention goes, and I got crystal chi from my head to my toes, and my heart is a garden where anything grows.
I'm a crystal kid with my magic intact, opening doors to the rainbow tracks. Got my roots in the ground and my mind's eye open to the light that I'm shining and these words that I'm feeling.
I'm a
crystal kid with my magic intact, opening doors to the rainbow tracks. Got roots in the ground and my mind's eye open to the light that I'm shining and these words that I'm feeling.
I talk to the planets, I talk to the birds, I talk to the plants, but I don't need to use words. I communicate with all of my senses. There's music in the silence, the potential is endless. And anywhere I go, I'm a positive vibration, and send love out to all of creation. Forget the map, we don't need it on this mission. My GPS is on the inside, it's called intuition.
I'm a crystal kid with my magic intact, opening doors to the rainbow tracks. Got my roots in the ground and my mind's eye open to the light that I'm shining.
All made up stardust and rainbow surprises. You can do anything that you put your mind to. Guided by your heart, anything you can do. Indigo aunties and uncles, we got you. Born with love, wisdom and virtue.
I'm a crystal kid with my magic intact, opening doors to the rainbow tracks. Got my roots in the ground and my mind's eye open to the light that I'm shining and these words that I'm throwing. Crystal kid with my magic intact, opening doors to the rainbow tracks. Got roots in the ground and my mind's eye open to the light that I'm shining and these words that I'm flowing.
Word to your mama. Earth.
I'm standing in a river of golden chi. It comes up to my hips, you see. I gather up a ball of golden light and move it anywhere I like, because I've got a golden ball. 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 The ball goes up, the ball goes down. The ball goes big, the ball gets small. The ball comes in, the ball goes out. The ball comes around. I've got a golden ball. 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 The ball goes up, the ball goes down. The ball goes big, the ball goes small. The ball comes in, the ball goes out. The ball comes around. I've got a golden ball. 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 The ball goes up, the ball goes down. The ball grows big, the ball gets small. The ball comes in, the ball goes out. The ball comes around. I've got a golden ball. I've got a golden ball. I've got a golden ball. I've got a golden ball.
Okay. That was Golden Ball by Marja Stark from the album Chi Songs for Crystal Kids. Before that, we heard Crystal Kid. Before that, we heard from Keller Williams taking a bath. And we heard from Kimye Dawson as well. And I have to admit, both Kimye Dawson and Keller Williams are musicians who don't always make kids' music, but then they had kids and they made a whole album with their child, and that makes me so happy. So I just thought I would share some of those fun things, and thank you for reminding us, Uma, of that wonderful Kimye Dawson song that was so hilarious.
Of course.
I heard you guys have a couple more funny jokes for us before we are done for the day.
Yes, I found a couple more. Did you hear about the weird storm that rained quarters, dimes, and nickels?
I did not. What is it called?
It's called climate change.
That one's really funny.
Did you hear about the kid who only ate boogers?
Ooh, I did not.
He was a picky eater.
Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of gross and absolutely hilarious. Is that all the jokes for today, kids?
Oh, we got one more.
Oh, great.
Did you hear about the school bus that was made for kids who fart a lot?
What? Why?
It's on good gas.
Oh.
The laugh track ended right there. That was really funny. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all those fun jokes. Can you remind us where you got all those silly jokes from today?
This is from Just Kidding by Michael and Holly Sweet Curran.
Thank you, Michael and Holly, for those great jokes. Everyone listening, I sure hope you've been having fun with us this morning. We've been so honored to get to sit in for Rainbow Bright and Larry Poppins, who couldn't be here today. So thank you. This has been Wild Ginger with Copley and Uma from Youth in Radio. And we are going to leave with just a couple more songs. And then after this show ends at 9:30, we will be switching to Rock and Roll Tarot, where we will play some surf guitar and take phone calls if anyone would like a tarot card reading. So thank you again to the kiddos who've been listening with us this morning. I have just a couple more great songs to share with you for the day. I know listening to all this fun music has made me kind of hungry, so I'm going to play us a song about some good eats.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Yeah.
That was also a local musician from Humboldt County, Orion and Azalea Clemens with Hey Water. That's another example of a mama rock star singing music with her kiddo, and that just makes me so happy. I hope you enjoyed that too. I think we're going to go back to the Banana Slug String Band one more time because we're still talking about water.
Welcome to the never-ending story of water.
Evaporation, condensation, precipitation.
Water cycle boogie goes round and round. The water cycle boogie goes up and down. The sun gives the water cycle power to spin. The water goes up and down again. The surface of our water heats up with the sun. The vapor rises up and then the boogie's begun.
What's that called?
What's that called?
Evaporation. Evaporation. Condensation. Precipitation.
Water cycle boogie goes round and round. The water cycle boogie goes up and down. Water holds together chemically. Hydrogen bonding is what you see. All those air bubble vapors, they squeeze together to form a cloud that could change the weather.
What's that called?
What's that called? It's condensation.
Condensation. Precipitation. Evaporation.
The water cycle boogie goes round and round. The water cycle boogie goes up and down. All those dark clouds can't hold together. The water boogies down, bringing stormy weather. Fog, rain, hail, flurries, ice and sleet. Splish, splash, and crunch underneath your feet.
What's that called?
Tell me, what's that called? Precipitation.
Precipitation. Evaporation. Condensation.
The water cycle boogie goes round and round. The water cycle boogie goes up and down. Of Earth is water, it's true. Gives life to every plant and animal too. Respect water's power, only use your share. Don't waste a drop, there's none to spare.
Let's do the water cycle
boogie again. Let's go for another spin.
Evaporation. Condensation. Precipitation.
Water cycle boogie goes round and round. The water cycle boogie goes up and down. The water cycle boogie goes round and round.
The water cycle boogie
goes round and round and round. Take care of water wherever you live.
You have been listening to the Children's Story Hour. This is KMUD Garberville 91.1 and HD1, KMUE Eureka 88.1 and HD1, KLAI Laytonville 90.3 and FM Translator 99.5 in Shelter Cove, live and on demand at KMUD.org. Thank you again, kids, for joining me on the Children's Story Hour. Can you say bye?
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for having us on here.
Yay. It was a great time.
It was fun. Thanks for sharing your stories and jokes. I hope everyone enjoyed our little sub-in. Have a great day, kids, and stay tuned, everyone.